Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me on the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast today. And with the Lord's help, I just want to share a few thoughts to kind of wrap up this a statement that I was sharing with you, that every one of us are able ministers of the gospel of reconciliation, that we are called, the believers are called as kings and priests unto our God. And I'm just sharing, this is the focus of the Holy Spirit in the end time ministry, that He wants to use His people, not just those quote unquote who are pastors or teachers or those who have been, you know, called to the field of evangelism, but that every one of us, in the ways, in our circle of influence, in the ways in which the Lord has us to walk, in our home situation, in our neighborhoods, in the workplace, that we are an influence for the Lord, and that we should not underestimate or think lightly of the circumstances that God has arranged for us to live presently our lives in. Now, does that mean we'll never change? Well, no, there are seasons in our lives, and God does progress. He has a plan. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. But my purpose is just to encourage you that where you are right now, you are a minister of the gospel, and you are able, should anyone ask you, you should have, your tongue should be the pen of a ready writer to share what Jesus has done in your life. You do not have to be a theological scholar to expound the gospel. You can share what the Lord has done for you. But we know we've had some mentalities, sort of sub rosa, that somehow ordinary Christians are kind of second-class citizens. Those who are just, you know, ordinary people aren't that important spiritually, but that really is a clever strategy of Satan, because the very people that God wants to use to do lethal damage to the systems which hold people captive are the very people that are rubbing shoulders with them. You know, it says in Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world. In 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 4, it talks about the God of this world, who is Satan, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And so we are, as God's children, we are simply His spokesmen, His ambassadors, if you will. And another deception, if you will, is that sometimes we've had the thought that spiritual activity or the church is called to operate primarily inside a building, and that's referred to as the church. But the church is not really a building. It's a living organism made up of the body of Christ. Another error is to think that somehow if you're involved in business or in just a secular job, you can't be as spiritual as those who may be involved in church ministry. And that's not the Lord's plan. Every one of us have been qualified to the degree He has qualified us. That's why we are to study, to show ourselves approved. And also, there's another error that somehow those who are just working secular jobs, well, their primary role is to give finances to support the vision of those who are in quote-unquote full-time ministry. And certainly, we need to support those who are active in the work of the ministry in a full-time way, but my only purpose in sharing is that to understand that God wants all of us to be involved. Jesus always eliminated class distinctions. Remember the woman at the well, the prostitute who was kissing His feet? Now, of course, we have to understand that God has given fivefold ministry, as I shared earlier a couple broadcasts ago on in Ephesians 4. They are given for the perfecting of the saints, and we need to reverence and give due respect to them. However, God wants you, brother and sister. He needs the active participation and involvement of every member of the body of Christ to, in a very personal way, receive the Great Commission. What he told to his disciples, he's speaking to us today, and every one of us has to take that responsibility. We live a godly life, beloved, and in doing so, by our example, we can lead someone to Christ. In Mark, the 16th chapter, verse 15, Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel." And beloved, that will take place as you and I together, working together, will receive this as a personal invitation from the Lord. And it's even more than an invitation, it's a command. And we don't have to stress out or to get anxious, but just pray every day, "Lord, if you would bring someone into my path, let me be able to share the good news of Jesus." And he'll honor that. Praise God. In the epistle of Ephesians, Paul wrote in verse 17 a prayer, and he was praying for that church, and it's really a prayer of the Holy Spirit for the generations of Christians who would follow. He declared that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he hath wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. That we might know the hope of our calling. And beloved, in order to really do that, we need renewed vision. When we look at the experiences of God's servants in the Bible, we see that the vision that Isaiah had in that sixth chapter, as it's recorded, it changed the whole focus of his ministry. You know, so many today are just bogged down by failures and disappointments of the past, that they need God's strength just to continue carrying on. We need, beloved, to be empowered by the Lord if we're going to take advantage of the opportunities that present itself to us in each new day that we experience. You know, if we focus on disappointments of the past, the things that haven't happened, we can, if you will, set up a paradigm that's like an example or a pattern or a standard by which we address every other situation. For example, if you prayed for someone and they weren't healed, then that might just affect your ability to believe when you pray for someone else that they will be healed. And beloved, we need to get a new vision, an open vision of the Lord, if you will, as Isaiah, where we can take the focus off of ourselves and onto the Lord. And if we will do that, everything will come into the right perspective. The scriptures tell us that you and I are fearfully and wonderfully made. God has not only given us an amazing physical body that has the capacity to heal itself if we give it the proper nutrients, but also that in terms of our consciousness, we have, through our conscious mind, an awareness of the present moment. God's also given us the capacity to remember past events. That's our memory. And also, he's given us the capacity to dream and to create the future that he has for us. And he's done that by giving us imagination. And that capacity has been given us by the Lord to glorify him. He is the God of the present. Remember when He appeared to Moses. He said, he told the Moses that to tell the Israelites, I am that I am. In Revelation, those who are gathered around the throne, they're praising him who was and is to come. And so, beloved, perhaps there's nothing more important that we can do for our personal walk and experience is to get a new vision, to get a new focus of the Lord. Jesus said in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 22, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. And the Amplified says, when your eye is sound. And what is that talking about? It's not talking about the physical eye, but basically your conscience. To be single, that word is derived from a Greek verb, haplou, which means to spread out or to have no wrinkles. That actual word, haplous, H-A-P-L-O-U-S, occurs only twice in Scripture. It also occurs in Luke 11:34, and it means unclouded, clear, true, healthy, or sound. It conveys the meaning of harmless or without willingness to hurt. And that's how our eye is to be. For the Christian, our eye is to be single, without duplicity or guile. Praise God. We know from Scripture that the eyes of the Lord rove true and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking to prove himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. We need to keep our eyes on the Lord and not on things of this world. We can't serve two masters. And that scripture I shared in Ephesians 1:17 and 18, it wasn't referring to our natural eye, but that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened. Praise God. Well, I want to share some thoughts with you about moving into the present, and we'll do that on tomorrow's broadcast. But for now, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,